Hello and welcome to Is This a Thing? A podcast where we discuss whether or not things are things. Or as Dan says,
capital T thing.
Was there a reason that was so delayed?
Cause Skype.
Do it again. We're doing it again. Welcome to Is This a Thing? A podcast where we discuss whether or not things are things. Or as Dan says,
capital T things.
Have you ever seen something or read something and said to yourself, is this a thing?
Is this a thing?
Am I even a thing?
We're all a thing.
We take those things and debate them until some sort of consensus is reached. I'm Mark.
I'm Akshat.
And I'm Dan.
Guess what I'm going to do, guys?
What are you going to do?
Poop.
Close. I'm gonna do Soylent.
No.
Yep. I just decided.
Oh. Why?
I just decided that I'm gonna beta test it for the podcast.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Soylent 2.0 is out. They have 1.5, but 2.0 comes in individual bottles.
Is this iteration a tick or a talk?
A bottle is the amount of food that you would possibly need in a meal. So I'm gonna drink 3 bottles a day. I'm gonna see
for how long.
I don't know. I just want to see what happens.
So do you have to take
until
any
he
other
keels
supplements?
Over death.
No, you don't need to do anything else. Actually, everything is in the bottles. I could you if don't... I wanted to. Look, I can if I want to. I can eat stuff still. But I mean, I think if I'm gonna do anything, I would eat like vegetables or like fruits or stuff, not like you know processed foods. Other
are
than
you going? Are you going? Soylent. Is this like? Are there flavors?
No. There's one flavor, but I was on the Reddit recently, and people have, like, you know, adjusted stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. Is there any worse sentence than I was on the Soylent Reddit?
I mean, that's getting cut from the podcast, but I just wanted to let you guys know. Yeah, no, so I'm actually going to do this. Like, seriously, my... credit card bill flips over in 2 days, so this weekend I'm going to be purchasing a subscription to Soylent. A subscription. It's cheaper if I do it that way. A subscription.
How
to
much
Soylent.
Is it? What are we talking about?
It's like around $232 for a month.
$232.
Yeah, I spend far more than that on fast food in a month, let alone like groceries. So yeah, it's going to replace all the meals. That's going to be probably around a $500 decrease in the amount I spend on food already.
Well, Dan, you have to watch Mark might waste away.
Yeah, I'm going to basically once you start just shitting nothing but liquid 7 times a day.
That's what I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of figure out what I need for like roughage from that point and then either eat like lettuce or an apple or two.
Just eat nothing. Just eat sticks of celery and chug it down with Soylent.
Well, I mean, Soylent has everything else I could possibly need, you know?
It'll be nice to get all those toxins out of your system, though, am I right?
Oh, my God, no. I hate that phrase. That's my worst fear about doing this is that I know that the community that I'm going to be a part of is a terrible, terrible place.
I don't know. It might just be like shitty programmers.
That's why I said what I just said.
Yeah, what did
yeah,
you
but
think
shitty
he
programmers
was saying?
Aren't but shitty programmers aren't prone to health hysteria bullshit.
That's I guess.
Shitty
yeah.
programmers shitty programmers are as a lot cynical and smug.
The smugness is what gets me. The idea that they'd be like looking down at people who eat normal food is what makes me uncomfortable, I guess, about the whole thing.
Isn't America great?
But I'm really excited. I'm going to give you guys like updates on like everything, including my shit.
Mark, you're giving me a bottle.
I don't know if I'm going to give you a bottle. I paid, you know, $232 for roughly 108 of them. So
Well, divide that up. Dan, pay him back. There you go. Buy a bottle of him.
I will pay you for the bottle. I just want to see what it tastes like.
Okay. You could just have a sip of one of mine. You don't need to have the whole bottle, but I get it. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not a complete meal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want the full Soylent experience.
He wants a full meal. I'm really excited to drink my first bottle and hate it and have 107 more waiting.
It's going to be awful.
And I've already paid $232.
Let's face it, it's probably going to taste like a shitty combination of vitamins and protein shakes. Do you like protein shakes?
They're fine. I've had them.
Do you hate them? There are people who hate protein shakes.
They're fine. I feel like I could drop like two droplets of vanilla in it and it would taste better. You know what I mean?
Nah, you want to be
careful. I feel like it's going to taste like Carnation instant breakfast, but somehow manage to be shittier. Like, because it'll be thicker.
Well, yeah, because it has literally everything you need. Like,
Carnation instant breakfast for babies.
Can I tell you this part, guys? I think I'm going to be better only in the fact that I know I'm not getting whatever fucking vitamins I need already. Like, I'm probably the most malnourished obese person I've ever seen. And like, you know what I mean, though? Like, I don't
know if that's true either.
No, but that's my point. I don't think I have any of the nutrients I actually need. I think I have, like, tons of sodium. And, like, that's it. That's it. Yeah. And
you need that.
You need a little bit.
Shit out of that.
Yeah, you do. But you don't need as much as I'm having. So I'm really excited to see what happens to my body when I'm actually getting the shit I need in it.
Now, I'm going to go against conventional medical wisdom here. I think you need a lot of sodium. You need a ton of it.
Yeah. That's what your brain works
on. You should just be eating raw salt. Just a lot.
Are horses evolved? What do they eat? Pretty much salt and hay.
I mean, they snack on it.
Yeah.
That's true.
If I had a salt lick, I would... It just in my house. I'd probably use that every now and then.
I'd lick the fuck out of the salt lick.
I would too. It doesn't mean that's a good thing, but I would definitely do that. So anyway, I just wanted to update you guys on that. I'm really excited to share it with you.
Can you drink your first drink while we record?
Sure. If we record within the next week.
I think we should. Well, ooh, better idea. Better idea. Mm-hmm. Bonus content. Record it. Like as a video.
Oh.
Put it on the website.
Okay. All right. Who wants to go first? Don't all yell at once.
Okay, I can go.
Sure.
Survivalism is sort of having like a resurgence in our society right now. Like there's that show Doomsday Preppers, which I have never watched. But also I've seen lately on like websites you can buy bug out bags. Which is just like when shit hits the fan, you can just grab this and it's got everything you need in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of all for this. I think it should be a thing. I don't think we should be looking down on people who are overly prepared for something like this, unless it verges into like complete mental illness.
I mean, does it not?
The thing is, it does a lot of the time. But I still think I should have I'm gonna make myself a bug out bag and I'm gonna feel good about that.
I mean, it verges into mental illness. That's what this is.
Oh, well, it totally does.
I was gonna say, Dan, I had a problem with the first word, which was overly. Like, I'm down with being prepared, but like overly prepared to me means you're verging into kind of an area of like mental illness, right?
Yeah, but I mean, like, it only really becomes a problem, even when it's a mental illness, doesn't it only really become a problem when it starts to affect your life in, like, a terrible way? Because otherwise, you're just a dude with, like, a root cellar.
You mean, like, bankruptcy? Food. Because all the things you're describing would cause this person to go into bankruptcy?
it's not worth it. The shit that you prepare in the event of, I don't know, global fallout.
Let's just say zombie. It's just not going to help.
Zombie apocalypse. You're going to be dead. Zombie apocalypse happened. You might as well just shoot yourself in the head and be done with it.
Pointless. Noted.
Pointless. Just pointless. And what else?
So
what else?
Would
what else
you guys
nuclear radiation? You're going to get cancer. Boring. What else is there?
Earthquake.
Oh, I've seen San Andreas. You're kind of fucked. Either that or you try to, what happened in that movie? Get into a helicopter and drive around with Carla Gugino, who is your ex-wife, but come on. You're going to get back together over this disaster, right?
I'm sorry. Is it bad that I don't know if Vin Diesel or The Rock was in that film?
Oh, come on. It's The Rock.
Vin Diesel can't carry that amount of pathos. What are you talking about? Have you seen Triple X starring Vin Diesel?
God damn it. Vin Diesel and The Rock, you're talking about two guys who could not possibly look more like the result of super soldier experiments.
They both do.
They both really do.
Where the major drawback to it is you kind of can't talk entirely right. Like you kind of mumble a little bit. Wait, except I guess, nah, never mind. The Rock can speak fine. But
so is...
but also baldness.
Is Sly Stallone like a failed experiment?
Yeah, he's
he
the
was
beta.
He was the first one. Yeah, he was the beta.
Okay, he's the beta.
That's why. So he kind so Sly, of looks
that's
like
why,
that.
That's why he's 5'2". Yeah.
I mean, did you guys see Creed? Because it's great. It's great.
I really want to.
You guys both should see it. Sylvester Stallone has his best performance ever. I'm not saying that he's coherent because he's not, but it's great performance. He's going to win a goddamn Oscar for going, the whole movie.
He's going to win an Oscar. So, hold on. Back to an important point.
Sure.
Yes.
Which is, forget what Dan's saying. That's not true. Don't forget what Dan's saying.
We have one podcast.
I know.
We have one podcast where you don't say that.
I was just going to say it. I'm just saying that to say it is not even a thing.
It's a podcast tradition.
No. With what Dan's saying.
Forget it.
What goes into a prep bag?
I'm glad you asked. Okay, so here,
what are we talking about here?
Here's what I'm picturing.
Okay.
Okay. Bottled water.
All right.
Like one bottle?
Like an amount of bottled water.
Fiji.
Yeah, I mean, only the good stuff. Might as well, right?
Yeah. Either MREs are like protein bars, just like a whole bunch of them. Just enough to keep you going. A gun. Just like a really big gun. Nintendo 3DS.
Okay. 3DS. Maybe a couple of mobile chargers.
I was going to say solar charger.
Oh, yeah. Solar charger. Basically, like for me, the entire point of this is to get as far away from civilization as possible. And then just what I'm going to be trying to do is just generally live off the land and distract myself with video games.
Here's the thing,
I die of exposure.
I always come back to with people making these plans is, do you honestly think you could live off the land like right now?
Can I give you a short answer?
If I gave you a backpack filled with, what do we have? Bottled waters, an amount, is what Dan said. MRE/protein bars, a big fucking gun, a 3DS with mobile chargers that happen to be solar. How long are you living in, like, I don't know, what's the land? The Australian outback.
Oh,
but that's a fucking desert.
Okay, fine. The jungles of the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Okay, that's different because a mosquito would give me that virus that's paralyzing people.
All
right,
you live in the Amazon jungle then. Yeah, I'm just trying to give you safe places where you can live. You're thinking too much.
Like, just say Nebraska. Like, I don't know.
You're living in Nebraska.
I don't know if
you're
I can do that.
Now live in bumfuck nowhere, Montana. I just don't think you're lasting that long. It's not happening. My point is, give up now. Don't expend that effort. It's just not worth it. Also, this isn't a very good list, Dan.
No, I know. Can I tell you what goes in a bug out bag?
What?
A gun and one bullet, and that's it.
No, you're missing.
Yeah,
one
what
bullet.
Actually goes in a
gun and one bullet?
She goes south. I'm grabbing that bag.
So, bug out bag. You have various passports. I'm writing all this down. Various passports.
Yeah, so.
That's not bug out.
No, it is.
That's a born out bag.
Damn it. I was going to that joke. What's the matter with you?
So I think actually we got on sort of like the right track here. Because I think actually what a bug out bag is not the world is ended. It's my life has ended and I need to leave.
Pretty sure a bug out bag is like off. You know that thing?
Yeah, it's just a backpack filled with Raid.
Raid and off. And yeah, a bug out bag is very personal. It's not the world is ending, it's my world is ending, right?
Yeah, it's full of cash. Still has a gun in it. Still has a gun with one bullet in it.
And like a couple of bottles of bourbon or something.
Yeah. And whatever you need for autoerotic asphyxiation. I don't know, like a length of hose. I don't know how that works.
Do we have a verdict? What the fuck? What's the topic? Bug bags and do we have them?
Basically, is it okay? Is it acceptable?
So what Dan wants to know is if Dan can have a bug out bag.
Yeah, can I just have a bag in my car?
That's the problem. If you had it and someone discovered it, it would be really problematic. I think so. You don't think so?
It would be.
Oh yeah. If like a rando slash your girlfriend
just found a bag what's
this
bag? Three passports. Like $7,000 in gold Cougarands,
yeah.
A gun with one bullet in it,
and 12 dozen condoms.
yeah, and a copy of How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Again, that's a porn out bag.
Six copies of The Bourne Ultimatum on DVD.
No. My bag would have like a
Let's talk about what our bags would have. Do that right now.
I think the bag I would want to make would have like a physics textbook, something about discovering an atom. Oh, that's a bore-out bag.
I hate you.
That was the stupidest joke. I was going to take this seriously. I was going to say mine would have 12 bottles of Soylent.
Yeah, that'll keep you going.
Wow, 4 days.
That's 4 days. That's how long you expect to last?
12 bottles of Soylent. And a gun with one bullet. And a gun with one bullet.
To be used after the first 3 bottles of Soylent?
To start a fire.
No. See, Mark's taking a different tack. Mark's taking a different tack here on the bag. He wants nothing that anyone would possibly want to loot from him. So nothing but Soylent.
Soylent, bourbon, nothing that he wants to loot. Maybe the first season of Roseanne on DVD.
So you know how like white Russians are just milk and vodka?
Yeah.
Do you think I could do that shit with Soylent?
I think so. Look up Soylent cocktails.
A Soylent Russian?
Okay, yeah, I'm going to assume that that Soylent does go best with vodka.
We'll find out.
I don't know.
We're all going to find out. I'm just letting you guys know.
I don't know what Soylent tastes like, but no matter what it tastes like, I can't imagine it tasting good with gin. Whereas, like, vodka is the sluttiest liquor. Like, it goes with everything.
So, having a bug out bag, if you want to call it that. Or end of the world bag.
Just prepping in general.
I can I say something?
Yeah.
I actually think it's I think it's a good idea. I think you should do it. I think that I don't actually mind the whole like somebody might stumble upon it. I actually don't mind that idea. And I don't think like a bug out bag like end of the world, like you shouldn't have like a chamber in your house necessarily, but I think like a bag that could last you like a weekend is probably a good idea. Like, let's just say the car breaks down somewhere. Like, yeah, have that bag
that's
ready.
That's not a bug out bag. That's an emergency bag. Dan's talking about if the zombie apocalypse happened.
No. I'm talking about if just for some reason I have to get out of town.
Oh, like, then you want a born out bag.
Yeah. No.
And also,
you want like 6 IDs with different names on them.
You know what? Then
a couple
Dan,
of passports.
In that case,
a couple
in
of
that
plane
case,
tickets
Dan,
already printed. Yeah.
Somebody would have a problem with that.
No, but the thing is, I kind of don't have a problem with someone, say my girlfriend, finding it, because, like, wouldn't you be nicer to people if you knew that just they have the capability to just drop everything and leave?
Or they Jeez. Could become emotionally distant because you just want to leave.
It's not that I want to leave.
Yeah,
it's just that I'm prepared to leave.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You're going to be talking to a family therapist someday about this.
No, he's not. He's going to be talking to a receptionist at a gas station buying some smokes 40 miles away from his family and never going back. Because he's got his burnout bag. He's good.
So yeah, I'm in favor of it. Fuck it, Dan. You have the right to get away from your girlfriend anytime you want. We're putting this on the podcast.
I don't think it's a nice thing to do to people you like.
It's a terrible thing for someone to do.
And that someone is Dan. Okay, we're for it. Sounds good.
All right, 2-1. I guess I lose.
Yep.
You're a monster, like always.
Akshat, what do you got?
Okay, so second topic. Potentially.
Yeah.
I've been trying out new restaurants here, you know, in Long Beach and occasionally LA and less occasionally Orange County. I've been getting one of my favorite cocktails, which is, as Mark knows, Bloody Mary.
And one would say the quintessential cocktail.
Sure. Yeah. You know, especially if you go to lunch, you don't want like seem like a cretin for ordering like a whiskey sour, so you get a Bloody Mary and nobody looks at you funny, right?
Sure. I use mimosas the same way, but continue.
Okay, so this is what I wrote. Fucking stop it. I don't need my goddamn fettuccine alfredo on a stick on my goddamn drink. Just put some celery and salt the rim and fuck off with the cheeseburger on a stick, and also fuck you if you put it in a mason jar. So I got a lot of problems. What is with people ruining Bloody Marys? There's a place down the street that will put an entire burger on the Bloody Mary. And then the Bloody Mary costs like $19. I don't want that.
Okay, so
why are we ruining drinks?
They need to be required to have a normal-ass like Bloody Mary.
I think that's the only thing it needs. Why do you need to ruin drinks with other food?
So have you ever heard in Germany they've got something called the beer purity laws?
No.
Where the beer has to have a certain percentage of every ingredient. It has to, like, there's a range, and you cannot go outside of that range, or else you cannot legally sell it in Germany.
Well, what are we talking? We're talking about, like, hops, malts, that sort of shit.
Yeah, that's why craft beer has sort of not really taken off as a thing in Germany because of the purity laws.
Yeah,
but that's what you're asking for in terms of policing your Bloody Marys.
No, I'm not. Akshat is asking the opportunity to have a normal ass goddamn Bloody Mary.
What I'm asking for is stop putting tons of shit on the Bloody Mary. The Bloody Mary itself was good. It was fine. It was a good Bloody Mary. There's nothing to do with the drink. If I want food, I'll get food. Why am I forced to get food when I just want some alcohol so I can survive the day without wanting to kill myself repeatedly?
Okay. So, Jesus. So what you're
Would you like a Bloody Mary? Sure. How about I add on $19 and you get mac and cheese bites with it? I don't want fuck. Every day with this shit.
So
now, I know what you're going to say. The same thing my therapist says. Why are you having a Bloody Mary every day? Why are you yelling? Why are you having a Bloody Mary right now? I don't need any of this, Dan.
You got Bloody Mary on my shoes.
Akshat, I guarantee you, I will never ask you why you are having a Bloody Mary for two reasons. One, Bloody Marys are amazing. Two, I don't want to know what your problems are.
An entire cheeseburger on a Bloody Mary is asinine. I think it's asinine. It shouldn't exist.
That is absolutely true. And as a native of Wisconsin, I'm sorry. That's our bad. I come from the town that invented putting a slider as a garnish on a Bloody Mary.
God damn it. Am I wrong? Is this? No, no, am no, I just actually, being a curmudgeon? No. I just don't think it's necessary. I'm not saying there should be a plain option for the simple folk like me. I'm saying there shouldn't be any other option.
that's where you lost me, because I'm all okay. Two things. One, I hate Bloody Marys. I think they're the worst thing that's ever been invented. But two, I respect your right as an American to have one. And you know what I don't respect is you being forced again as an American to have shit on top of something that you don't want. I think you have the right to ask for a stripped down Bloody Mary that costs $5 or $8 or some shit, but doesn't have any goddamn garnishes on it.
I just don't want garnishes. I don't want a slice of pizza. I've seen a slice of pizza too.
Or I think
it's getting ridiculous.
That sounds amazing.
Shouldn't you be able to pick and choose what goes on it?
Or yeah, if there was a food list, if it was like
check all the things, each individual thing costs 25 cents.
Just fuck it. Well, why don't we just do this? You order your entree. What would you like to drink? Bloody Mary. Do you want that in a plate or on the drink? Oh, on the drink, please. I'll take my omelet on the drink. Put it on a stick. Put it on the drink. That sounds great.
All right. I'm going to go through.
I like that a lot, actually.
I'm going to go through sort of a list of garnishes that I really like for Bloody Marys. I'm going to want.
Akshat, you say if it's too much.
Yeah. Right. Just like say, like, give me a verbal thumbs up or thumbs down.
Okay.
Celery stick.
Yeah.
Is that a thumbs up? Yeah, it's not very good thumbs up.
Sure. Okay, fine. Thumbs up.
Damn. Okay, fine. Yes or no?
I said yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but you were like, yeah.
All right, now I'm doing that for Mark's benefit. But so celery, yes. I mean, yes. Obviously that's a classic. It's basically a straw made out of vegetables.
That's not the you're thinking of red vines, but
I've never had red wine with red vines. Now I want it.
I bet it's pretty good, actually.
I know.
Also impossible to pronounce for a normal human being.
What is the best booze candy pairing?
Okay, we're gonna do this later. Aren't we still on the garnishes?
I have extensive research on this.
Okay. Yeah, we all know your Jack candies. All right.
Oh,
go.
I've had a Jack candy. It's okay. Good.
Pickle.
Yes.
Shrimp cocktail. Like just a piece of shrimp.
I guess. That's pushing it for me.
Okay. Meat stick.
Nope. That's because meat sticks are gross.
And this is where you lose me. That's where you completely lose me.
I've had them. They're gross. They're not good food, Dan. They're not food people should eat.
That's like half of what Wisconsin eats, right? It's just meat sticks.
It's just eat meat sticks.
Well,
and I mean, cheese. Just have meat.
Well, meat sticks and cheese sticks.
You can just have meat and cheese.
Stick.
You don't need the meat stick. Meat sticks are gross.
Meat sticks, cheese sticks.
But wouldn't you agree that most things taste better if they've been soaking in a Bloody Mary for a while?
Probably, but that's because the Bloody Mary is good.
Exactly.
Yeah. What's your point? Did you eat a tampon?
I don't actually. If it was soaking in Bloody Mary, I'd be a lot more likely to eat one after that than before.
You'd be tempted.
I'd at least consider, like, sucking on it for a little bit, you know? You know, just getting that sweet juice out.
Mm-hmm. Sweet juice. You can just, yeah, absolutely.
Except a Bloody Mary is not at all sweet.
Because all the things you're saying are making me want to vomit, and it's mostly because I hate Bloody Marys, but it's also because you're being gross.
Have I ever told you guys my Bloody Mary story?
No.
Oh, this is going to be good.
I don't think so.
I think so. It's a Dan story.
I got picked. I went to brunch with a friend once, and she picked me up like super, super early in the morning. I was actually still hungover, but she got me there by saying, like, we're going to go to Republic. It's got a Bloody Mary bar. This is going to be great. So first thing we do when we sit down is we order Bloody Marys, or at least I do. And they bring it to me, and it's just a glass with some clear liquid down at the bottom and pepper and celery salt around the rim. And I'm so goddamn tired, I think, huh. It's like
they've deconstructed a Bloody Mary. That's what they've done.
Yeah, it's like a white Bloody Mary. It's a simplified Bloody Mary.
They figured out how to deconstruct a classic drink. This is brilliant.
Yeah, I'm thinking, this isn't exactly what I had in mind, but what the hell, I'll go for it. So I start sipping, and my friend looks at me, and she goes, Dan, what the fuck are you doing? And points. Because I didn't know it was a Bloody Mary bar where you got to pick your own kind of Bloody Mary mix and all your own garnishes. So I was just drinking straight vodka through pepper and celery salt. And it was great. It was really good. So what I'm saying, Akshat, is...
Yeah. Just Bloody Mary bars everywhere?
Bloody Mary bars.
All right, I'm down with that. That's fine.
Yeah.
What a goddamn waste of money.
That way, it costs exactly the same as a normal Bloody Mary.
Also, but I hate mimosas, so that works out.
That's asinine. They're the tastiest drink ever invented.
It really isn't. It's just worse orange juice.
No, what?
Or better champagne, honestly.
Oh, my God. I am sharing a podcast with two diametrically opposed idiots.
Dan prefers straight vodka with celery salt on the rim. That's Dan's preference, and apparently we're fucking idiots.
You know what's terrible?
Everything I'm gonna drag us kicking and screaming to the next topic.
But first, Akshat.
Yeah.
If you don't want the garnishes, feed them to whoever else wants to eat them. Just take them.
Yeah, don't throw them away. Give them to somebody else.
And if you are going to places that won't let you get a Bloody Mary that doesn't have a fucking hamburger on it, go to different places.
Well, you obviously haven't been to LA.
Yeah. It's all nouveau over here. It's like I'm living in a world where everything is the Marvel Bar. Every single thing.
You live in a real city. You can find a place that'll give you a plain ass Bloody Mary.
No, that's true.
Unimaginative Cretan.
I'm gonna go to bars now and order the Dan, which is just a cup of vodka. The Silver Fox Gay
Club is right down the street, Dan.
How's their Bloody Mary?
I don't know. I haven't been actually. I need to go to
Stiff.
Okay.
You get a Dan.
It's just straight vodka
on ice. On ice.
Yeah. Pepper around the rim.
Pepper dice. No, pepper on the ice too.
Pepper and celery salt around the rim, mm-hmm. and a meat stick thrown in there for garnish.
There you go.
That's the Dan.
I'm gonna order that at a bar, and it's gonna be better than a goddamn Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
So we also got a listener question from SoundCloud.
You're not gonna do this, are you?
I wait. I don't understand how that. Wait, what? Someone recorded a SoundCloud notification. Wait, someone recorded a question, put it on SoundCloud, and sent it to us?
They did a comment.
This is Dawson Hoover 91078 sent you a message. Boyish girls, girlish boys, greet at. That's all it says.
It was an ad trying to get you to get some of that boyish girl and girlish boy action.
Which one is better, do you think?
This is not a conversation we're having.
This is a good question.
No, it's not.
And by this, I mean it's the worst question.
We can't do this.
I mean, what do you go for as a straight dude? What do you go for?
Mark.
There's downsides to both things. Yeah.
Mark, we don't pick the questions. The questions pick us.
That's not an official question. It was asked by a spam bot.
You get new wands every week.
All right, guys.
Mark.
Guys, let's try something.
Spam bot asked us a question. You're going to answer it. Boys or boyish girls?
Can we try something that is going to be hilarious because of how Dan's delay is working right now?
Yeah.
On the count of three, let's say if we would prefer boyish girls or girlish boys. Are you ready? All right. 3, 2, 1. Boyish girls.
Girls, boys.
Did Dan say boyish boys? Boyish boys was not an answer. Girlish boys was an answer.
I want manly boys.
Oh, I'm sure my upstairs neighbors hate me right now. I'm laughing so loud.
Just real man children.
Okay, we're going to move on to the next topic. All right, are you ready? I have a topic.
Yep.
Hot damn.
So, Dan, you ride the bus.
Daily.
Yeah. Akshat, you would ride public transportation if there was a good public transportation system in LA.
Yeah, if there was any. Sure, yeah. Absolutely.
I'm pretty sure there's a... I think there's a subway that goes into a tar pit.
Not true.
I also said good transportation. So no matter what, it's covered.
Yeah, no, there's
a... So I was thinking about public transportation the other day, and I was thinking about the fact that I every time I pull up my Twitter, somebody is either complaining or talking about like a random homeless person or a random person on a bus who just starts yelling or talking or talking way too loud. Even if they're just talking to a friend, they're just talking really loud, right?
Yeah.
And what I was thinking is this is one of the last kind of bastions where this is kind of allowed, right? The town criers exist on buses now, right?
What?
Well, you know, back in the day, town criers were the people who would yell, like, news to everyone.
Hear you. Yeah,
exactly. Nowadays, I think the forum to do that is public transportation, right? People can't escape your random yellings. They have to wait until the next stop or until the bus driver makes the person leave, which frankly doesn't happen all the time. So here's
my
thought.
When they're just offering out helpful hints.
Sure. Here's my thought. Are you ready?
All right.
Hire people on buses, okay, homeless people or people who don't have jobs or just have part-time jobs, whatever, hire them to be live read infomercials. So what's going to happen is you're going to get on a bus, and about 5 minutes into your bus ride, a guy's going to come on the bus, and he's going to sit there for a moment, and then he's just going to shout, like, at the top of his lungs,
"Is this
sail
you?
On carpets! Sail on carpets! Home furniture!" And then he's going to tell you what to do with it and where it's at. That's all he's going to do.
Use coupon code CRAZYMAN.
Tweet a picture of the crazy man to get a bonus $5 off.
But 20% off if you say that you were sent by the voices in my head.
Seriously though, think about this. Think about this. Think about the possibilities, the ad possibilities for this thing.
I think you could get a couple and like get a round up a couple of the homeless, pay them off, and have them do like live read infomercials, full on infomercials.
That's my point. I was like, gonna go there next. Like they could put on like a small unrehearsed skit.
Unrehearsed? No, fully rehearsed. Are you kidding? This could be event. This could be a full event. Hey, are you going home at 4? No, I'm going to stick around for the 4:30 bus because they're going to do the slap chop thing. And I can catch most of it on the way home. A couple of homeless guys always get on the 4:30. I can see them practicing right now. They're going to wait for the 4:30. They're going to get on. They're going to. One of them's going to get up and say, "Is this you?" And the other one's trying to cut vegetables on the bus. It's just not happening. It's
again,
great.
Again, the reason it works is because you can't like escape that thing. You're going to have to hear what they say about it, right?
It's captivating too,
right?
Here's the thing, Mark. Here's what you're missing. When was the last time you were on a bus?
Oh, it's been a while.
I wouldn't be caught dead on there, Dan.
Okay.
I mean, I definitely was on one in college, but I know I've been on one soon, like more recently than that.
Okay. I'm on one of those every day.
Sure.
I don't think you understand how people commute on public transportation anymore.
Everyone's got their headphones on. That's why I'm saying he's headphones screaming on at the top of his goddamn lungs.
No. He doesn't even need to do that. They need to first of all go around, say hi to someone, do that motion where you say, like, "Can you pull out your earbuds?" And then when the person does it, they just yell, "Is this you?" And then, you know, the infomercial happens again and again and again. Eventually, this becomes a cultural phenomenon.
To the point where people are looking forward to hearing what's on the bus today.
To the point where people are leaving their cars at home and taking public transportation.
I think. Oh, so this is how we're going to save the planet.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, this is it.
Yes.
This is the idea that no one expected and everyone needs.
Yes.
This is our generation's Facebook.
Like,
it's right here.
This solves so many problems. People aren't watching television anymore, guys. People aren't seeing the infomercial anymore.
No, absolutely.
But there's, you know, YouTube ads you can skip through. Ad blockers block ads on things. The only places you see infomercials anymore are on, like, goddamn Hulu because it's fucking ancient technology. And on buses now. This is what we're going to see.
Think about this. You're a struggling writer in LA, right? Yeah. You're trying to get your script out. The studio executives just aren't picking it up. Right? So instead,
I see where you're going, sorry.
You take, I mean, you're already paying $3,400 for rent.
Yeah.
So you take some of that rent money, mm-hmm. you go hand it out to the local hobos, and they just act out your show.
Yeah.
On the buses. So, like, Tuesdays at 9:30, like a regular, it's a primetime show. Gotta take the bus at Tuesday at 9:30 for 30 minutes to watch the whole thing. These homeless dudes are performing it.
Yeah, that does change what prime time is because instead of being after 6, it is,
rush hour.
8 a.m. to 9:30 and then 4:30 to 6.
All right, guys, do you want to go in on this with me? We'll have a guy yelling for "Is this a thing? Is this a thing?" podcast.com. He'll be like yelling, "Well, check it out on iTunes." He'll be yelling about what it's about.
I really do want to get on the bus and just start
yelling on the top of his lungs.
I really want to go into this with you, but I also don't want to spend any money on it. Can we crowdfund this? Can we do a Kickstarter where if you donate $10, we'll get one hobo? If you donate $20, we get two hobos, and so on and so forth. And I mean,
I don't think we need to limit it to the homeless. Like, we can probably hire people who need a second job.
No, homeless people, this solves the unemployment problem. I think this is it.
I mean, again, I don't think this needs to just go to the homeless. There's enough bus lines that we can do this with everyone. You can like pick up a shift on your way home from work. Like, Dan, what hour bus do you typically take home?
I don't know, the 4:30.
Sure. Dan can be one of the 4:30 guys. Dan, okay. On his way home,
like 15 bucks.
Yeah, sure. Why not? He doesn't have to pay for his commute, basically. His work's probably paying for his commute anyway. He's making money on this now.
In bus tickets.
In $15.
So people pay you with bus tickets. Tip you with bus tickets.
Encore, and they just throw transit passes at you.
I think this is the greatest idea. It's my idea, so I think so, but I'm all for it. Honestly, Dan, would you mind over some of the shit you see on a daily basis anyway?
You got to remember, I see none of it. Sometimes I'm so engrossed in whatever phone game I'm playing that I miss my stop.
You know what would make you get up and listen? A reincarnated Billy Mays?
Billy Mays.
Billy Mays standing in front of you, basically a homeless guy in a Billy Mays wig and a shirt. And he's yelling at the top of his lungs about OxyClean. You'd pay so much attention.
He's throwing tomato sauce on the white shirts of people on the bus and then cleaning them with a bucket full of OxyClean. No water, just the OxyClean.
No, you're missing it. He doesn't have a bucket. He's doing OxyClean and spit. I was going to say spit takes using OxyClean.
Oh, God. My only worry is I don't want this to get...
what?
You don't to assume that? No. Goodness, no. This is all exploitation. I just don't want people to think this is a flash mob happening. So I want this to be advertised in some way that this is happening on the bus.
Oh, they unzip their jacket and they just have like an OxyClean shirt on.
Yeah, it just says ask me about OxyClean. Stuff like that. I don't want it.
It has the coupon. I don't want people printed to think, on
their guess what's coming back in 2016? Flash mobs on the buses. Because it's not – I don't like flash mobs.
No, people will know. People will know. The volume at which these people are going to be yelling is going to let people know real quick that this is not a flash mob.
So what I think in order to get that sort of air of respectability that you lose with when someone thinks it's a flash mob, you need a little schedule like up on the bus.
Yeah.
Like on the door of the bus. It should say like here's today's programming.
These companies could probably these companies could probably also subsidize Metro Transit. You know what I mean? Like, could you imagine like them paying like, all right, we're gonna own the five. Target buys out the entire five line for the month. So you know, whenever you get on a five bus, you're gonna hear an infomercial for Target.
Yeah, no, but I take Fox to work and I take MGM home.
Yeah, exactly. This is exactly it.
So now the big question is, now that we've agreed
the indie rails, you know what I mean? I feel like you get a truer experience and a better riding style when you ride the indie buses.
Got
it. Fuck's sake.
Oh, fuck that noise. I'm taking the Oscar Bait Express.
It's not what you think.
I'm going to watch a guy acting out the Eddie Redmayne's Oscar reel for the Danish Girl. Five times by the time I get to work.
Eddie Redmayne?
Eddie Redmayne is just... He was like... He's like the result of a super soldier program, but it's just to produce Oscars.
No. He was the result of a British super soldier program, and it failed miserably.
or succeeded beyond its wildest dreams.
Have you seen that guy's teeth? He looks like a horse.
New music videos? Like have you seen the new Kendrick Lamar music video? It's only happening on the 6 bus. You got to get there. I mean, the bus is going to be packed. So sometimes it'll take you a couple of days to actually get your chance.
So that was my big question is how are we going to balance in terms of content production? And Akshat, you're in Hollywood. So
that's true.
So I'm mostly aiming this question towards you.
Okay.
So like, is the morning going to be sponsored content and the afternoon original content? Do you want to like start people off with the hard sell?
Well, I think just like everything in the biz, they call it the biz here, by the way. The thing is, you always got to play to your demographics. Sure. So who's riding the bus at 1 o'clock in the afternoon?
this makes sense. I like this. I like what you're saying.
People with DUIs, ugly children, and crazy people.
Yeah, and kids skipping school.
And kids skipping school. So you got to tailor the programming to that. Who's riding the bus at 8:30 in the morning? Everybody.
Sure. Literally everybody.
So you gotta have the good shit there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, you're this saying rush hour is the new prime time, and we said this earlier, but there's now two prime times. There's a morning and an afternoon.
And in the middle of the day, what do you have? You have soap operas. You have your long running bus dramas.
Presented by Tide.
Yeah, presented by Tide. Presented by the, you know, average things that a DUI or a single mother needs.
Tide.
Tide. But mostly Tide.
Mostly Tide. You can trade that for drugs. Did you know that?
Huh. Tide?
You can trade Tide for drugs.
How about Swiffer sheets?
Like, just drugs.
What do you mean, just drugs?
Like, I'm sure you can get some heroin for some Tide.
How much Tide? How much heroin?
Are smackheads really look hard up on laundry? What's going on?
No, it's just like, it just holds its value.
Oh, I see.
It's like, you know how, like, gold's not actually worth anything?
Yeah. Tide is.
But Tide is just...
That's a part of gold, Dan's go basically. Bag.
It's just currency. Yeah. That's why my go bag is.
Your go bag is a Tide button, so you can get it anywhere you want.
No, I'm running out. No, it's just one of those things, just Tide pods, so I can always make change.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
Nice.
Stupid.
No, I like this idea, Akshat. You know, the on a bus that's the day after, like during like a ball game, like right after, you know, the Twins game lets out, Vikings game lets out. It's like something focused towards that audience, that demographic, probably beer, probably a lot of beer.
A lot of beer, Sports Center just happens in the bus. They have an iPad that has like the 3D connection. So they play, they introduce the clips, they play the clips, they analyze, they break the game down a little bit.
Okay, I would actually. I've been joking for. And playing along with this whole thing, I would actually watch the living shit out of that.
What, homeless people who like have like a Teletubby screen in the middle of their chest and it's just playing Home Sports Center? It doesn't have audio though, so the guy's just yelling at the top of his lungs about whatever's happening. Now we're gonna watch the not top 10.
All right, Mark, you've officially made me hate my morning commute even more because it's not this.
All right, guys, we found it. This is a thing. I think we can all agree.
This is going to save the nation. Mark, there's still time for you to run for president.
It's going
to
save the – no, there's not. Have you heard some of our outtakes? It's going to save the economy. It's going to save the environment. It's going to save Metro Transit.
It's really saving America.
It's going to save
America. The only thing it's hurting – I'll be honest. The only thing it's hurting is the auto industry, and we might be in for a fight with that.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, big auto is really going to come after us.
Yeah.
But then once we have self-driving cars, then you'll just – it'll be exactly the same, except it'll be, like, one-to-one. One passenger, one TV guy.
So every self-driving car has just a homeless man. They can live in the self-driving cars. They come with the self-driving cars.
I mean, but, like, part of my thought, too, with this – part of my thought, too, with this, guys, is, like, why can't – you know, like, there's the guys on the street corners with the signs – or who are selling something useless like molten roses or water bottles or some shit.
Sure.
I think just put an infomercial on that guy. He doesn't want money anymore. He's working for tips off of his like 30-second Target performance, off of his 30-second, you know, Hulu Plus performance, off of his 30-second, you know, Michelin tire performance. He's yelling at you during the span of the thing, and if you like his performance, flip him a buck.
That's not a bad idea. I think the improv industry is going to go wild for this, right?
I mean, most of them are already homeless to begin with, so yeah.
This is what I'm saying, and they're just going to yes and their way to the top. This is a solid idea.
Please use coupon code yes and. please use coupon code feed my starving children. People,
remember,
actors,
if you like
am I right?
this, use coupon code. I made terrible life choices. That's not true.
coupon code English major.
God damn it!
All right, let's bring this one home. Dan's gotta go to bed.
Can this episode be called "Juilliard Stole My Dog"?
You can name it that if you want to.
It's more a
I'm
joke,
not sure if Dan's offended about the comedy of it or the topic of it.
Is that kind of like when Akshat watches the show, the old show Outsourced?
Yeah, exactly. I know what I'm offended by in that show. That
is and it's the comedy.
Yeah, it's 100% the comedy. Just lazy writing. That's my problem. This bus thing is going to solve that. Because I'll tell you what, there's nothing quicker. There's no quicker response than nobody's riding the 5 bus anymore at 4:30. Nobody likes your show. You know what I mean?
People are taking half an hour more out of their lives just to not be there.
Exactly. They're not liking it. You got to switch the show out. The bus is written. Bus is driven by network executives. Tips.
Are we ready?
Okay.
Yeah, we're ready.
Thank you for listening to Is This a Thing?
Woo! We did it.
Call it a comeback. Of course, we have a lot of different people to thank. First of all, you, the listener. Thank you for listening. Remember to tell your friends. Dan, how could they tell their friends to listen to the show? On what ways?
You can wait. What? How do you tell people about it? You talk to people.
Sure.
Converse with them. Send them an email.
Hire a person on a bus.
Talk to them on AIM. Message them on Snapchat, but do it a couple of times so they make sure they can get the URL down.
Dan said to make this quick, so we're making it as long
as
possible.
Sorry, I am. Send them a kick. That's a thing people do.
I was thinking about omegling it.
Omegle the shit out of it.
Just put a
And make sure to cycle between Omegle and Chat Roulette.
All right, for sure. But you can definitely directly send them via isthisathingpodcast.com, or you can tell them to look us up on iTunes or basically any podcast application out there.
Yep, anything at all.
Yeah. We have to thank somebody for our logo. Akshat, who do we thank?
We thank Taylor Higgins.
Of course.
She's a very nice lady. She made our logos completely free.
Wow.
And she will do all of your work completely free. That's not true. She's a graphic designer. I'm sure she will charge you money.
Yeah.
But it's well worth it because she does a very good job. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what she's been up to lately.
What?
Just normal life. She's nice. Just chilling. Yeah. It's all good.
She actually has. She got a dog recently, I heard.
Oh, yeah. That's very normal. That's a normal thing that normal people do.
Mm-hmm. If you want to hire her maybe for a wedding, check out the website forbetterforbest.com.
Well, Mark, why would you hire a graphic designer for a wedding?
You can have them do logos for invites, logos for save the dates. You can have them create your, like, place cards for tables. She'll do any of that stuff. She can work on your actual wedding program. It's really good to have a professional in there instead of you dinking around in Photoshop.
It's going to look so good, and nobody will be mad at you for doing it because you fucked it up somehow.
Exactly. You won't have fucked it up. You'll have a professional. Yeah.
Listen, you're not going to do your own haircut for your wedding.
That's true.
Don't be stupid. Get a professional.
Yeah.
Let the professionals do their thing and do a goddamn great job at it.
Stop being a goddamn controlling asshole with the wedding.
You wouldn't download a car. Now, Dan, we do have somebody to thank for our music as well, our theme.
Are you talking about Fletcher Magellan?
I am.
Oh, wait. Thank you.
You Fletcher guys talking Magellan. About Fletcher Magellan?
I've been talking about him a lot lately.
Oh shit. Yeah. Me too.
I'm so psyched. He's coming out with an album soon.
Yeah.
And I am incredibly psyched for it. And also, Mark, when is that album release happening?
That album release is happening January 30th. That's not this Saturday, but next Saturday. Although when you're listening to it, listener, it may be this Saturday, coming up very, very soon. It's
I ask you both of you a personal question?
Definitely do.
What's this album called?
This album is called Became a Stranger. It looks beautiful. I've seen the artwork. I've actually listened to the tracks. I know I'm going to be there. I know Dan's going to be there. We'll try to Skype Akshat in for one of the songs. we'll Skype him in for Oh No, It'll Be Cute.
So if you're in Minneapolis on January 30th, mm-hmm. Try and come down to the Nicolet. Yep, for this album release party.
It's just straight up on Franklin and Nicolet right in Minneapolis. It's going to be awesome. I'm really excited. So
yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah,
I think that's it.
Please send us your things at Is This a Thing on Twitter, or you can send it on Gmail to isthisthingpodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your things. You could send us something on SoundCloud too, apparently.
And next week,
only if you're a spam bot.
Only if you're a spam bot. And next week, what we'll do is you can call us. So if you're drunk and you're outside and something happens, you can just dial ITAT.
Yeah.
Leave a message. And we'll listen to it. Yeah.
I think next week we'll have the return of hey, I didn't mean to talk to you guys. our favorite segment. We'll try to get back there. So
exactly. It's gonna be good.
Definitely. All right. So thank you guys for listening. I've been Mark.
I've been Akshat.
And I've been Dan. We're gonna go off for some smokes now, but don't worry. We'll be right back, kiddo. I've been thinking about this one a lot. This was actually almost just my normal topic for the episode. Kind of wish it was. It is the year of our Lord 2016. Why the fuck can't a restaurant have both Coke and Pepsi products?
Well, this is true.
It's a genuinely good point.
Also, can Pepsi just change its slogan to "Is Pepsi okay?"